Lesson 3, creating clever captions that invite contact. In this lesson, our goal is to add interest and humor to your pictures, to create more attraction, and to help others start a conversation with you. One of the most overlooked features of a great relationship resume is the power of a funny or provocative caption under a photo. I've gotten more positive comments and attention from clever captions than I've gotten from my bio itself. Most of the captions I've ever used have been from clever sayings I've heard over the years. You can Google favorite authors, musicians, or comedians for expressions or phrases they've used that make you laugh. The type of humor that amuses you reveals a subtle insight into who you are. The easiest way is to Google dating quotations or quotes of love or something similar, and you could spend a whole day picking out ones that fit you. Another idea is to Google quotes from your favorite authors or comedians and pick out one that suits you the most. One of my favorite authors is Ashley Brilliant. And if you go on his website, you'll find more pot shots, as he calls them, than you can ever use. One of the captions I've used are humorous takes on the picture or an expression or joke I've heard that fits the picture. Here's a few examples. Here's a picture of me in a rowboat titled Up the River Fortunately with Paddles. Here's a picture of me working out. It says, my workout for this day was jumping to conclusions, running my mouth, and exercising discretion. Here's a picture of the snow in my yard. It says, we get some kind of weather here nearly every day. Here's a picture of me with a pensive moment. I try to take one day at a time, but sometimes several days attack me at once. Here's another picture where I'm a little surprised. It says, inform all the troops immediately that communications have completely broken down. Here's another one. One of my main photos I put, it could be that the purpose of my life is to only serve as a warning to others. Here's another caption of me in one of my photos. Don't believe everything you hear about me, no matter how true it may be. And here's another under one of my photos. Strange as it may seem, my life is based on a true story. Another one. I want less corruption or more chance to participate in it. Here's another one. Success for some people depends on becoming well known. For others, it depends on never being found out. It's always a good idea to have a picture that is totally out of context that will cause a viewer to contact you. I mentioned that in the last picture on taking photos. Here's one that has gotten a lot of laughs and expression. This is my second one that I got the most comments on, besides the photo of my pet. It shows a picture in a cemetery of a big tombstone with it on it. It says Waldo. And my caption under it is, now you know. For those of you who didn't get that, there's a famous book out called Where's Waldo? And you have to pick Waldo out from 100 different people. So if you want a steady supply of the best and most current humor and lines, you can have it delivered to your email box 5 times a week. Here's one of a great tip that I do. You could subscribe free to this website called newsmac.com/jokes. And you can see the nightly monologues from Jay Leno or Conan O'Brien, Dave Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Conan O'Brien, Craig Ferguson. They have some very, really great lines that you can use that are very topical. And it's a good idea to change them as often as possible, because I'll be sharing this a little bit later on in the program, that the more that every time you update your profile, whether it's even one or two words, it moves you to the top of the list. So if you want the most exposure, you need to keep changing your profile up as often as you can, every other day if you want. you go to that website and you'll never run out of great funny things to put under captions. In this lesson, you've learned the reasons why clever captions can not only attract interest in you, but also give readers an easy, compelling reason to write and contact you. In the next lesson, I'm going to show you the second most important part of your profile, and that's how to create a compelling and remarkable headline that will get the reader to open up and read your profile.